Okay, so we left off with the question in question of the Mechusar Kippurim, right? According to the Gemara says that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That even if the person is still a Mechusar Kippurim, meaning to say they're still chayiv in bringing a karban, if it's a kohen, right, he can still eat truma after Harav Shimshah. You don't need to wait till the till havas or karbanon, right? So the question is, what's the havmina maskana? Right, what's the havmina maskana? So we went through yesterday a little bit the basic facts. The basic description of the Rabbeinu Nissim is what? He says there are three levels of three shemus of tumah, right? What does he call it? He says right, yesh l'tameh gimel shemus, right? And so he said that what? That if you're touch the sherets, you're tamei. Go to the mikvah, you remove the shame tamei, now you have a shame of tolyom. And after that, after Harav Shemesh, the shame tolyom disappears. Right? But you still have an obligation to bring your karban. Okay. He says what each shame can do or can't do is also corresponds to the level of kedusha. So the one who's fully tameh can't touch anything, even ma'aser sheni, which is the most kal. The tful yom can have ma'aser sheni, but not truma, which is a higher than ma'aser sheni. But the Mechusar Kippurim, after Harav Shemesh, the only thing he can't have is Kachim, which is the highest. Alright. So we try and understand it. Now, I don't know if you get, did you get a chance to see the Rambam and Shara Vasatuma? Anybody get a chance to see it? Yeah, so it's interesting. Let me have the Rambam. It comes out it's not really necessary for what we're doing right now, but I think it adds an interesting complementary idea here. So it comes out like this. Just like Rabbeinu Nissim says, there are different levels of kodshim, of kodesh. Okay? And the Rambam goes through, he summarizes for us in Perek Yud Aleph of Shara Vasatuma that not only do we say that the levels of Tuma, that the levels of Kedusha correspond to the level of Tara, meaning to say the most Tomei can't eat any Kajim. Right, and the least tummy, if we can call them that, is only prohibited from the most kodesh, right? But even within the tumah itself, even within the kodeshim itself, there's a difference, right? And what's that? I'll just summarize it quickly. Let's say you had chulin, right? So chulin can become tummy. Right, and then it can be metame, but the most it can make is a sheni. Right. In other words, if a person is tame, it's very simple. A person is tame, okay, and he touches chulin, so the chulin becomes a rishon. All right. It's very intuitive here. Now the Rishon will touch something else, touch other Chulin, and that Chulin will become a Sheni. Okay, but that's as far as it goes. Chulin cannot be propagated past Sheni. So the person touches the Chulin, it's a Rishon. Chulin touches other Chulin, it's a Sheni, and that's it. That's called Pussel. Pussel means it doesn't do anything else, any doesn't affect anything else. Okay, but what about Truma?
Truma can go to a shlishi. It's interesting. Truma can go to a shlishi. So if a person touches metame truma, that truma is a rishon. It can make a sheni, and unlike chulin, the sheni can make a shlishi. Right, and that's as far as truma goes. But by kudshim, what by kudshim, the kudshim can make a revi. So you see another interesting phenomenon that relates to the level of kedusha. The level of the kedusha, depending on the higher the level of the kedusha, the more levels of tumah the thing has. Right.
It can become a shlishi, or it can make something else.
Which one?
The truma.
Truma becomes a shlishi. That's it, and that's called puzzle. But kudshim, the shlishi can make a revi. The shlishi can make a revi. So why is that? Why is that? Is there a certain sense to that? That just a gzeres kasuv, and like Ram says in the end of Mikvos, tumma is just a chok. Is there some idea over here that we can does it follow some idea that the more kedusha the thing has, the more levels of tumma it has. Chulin only has tamei and pasul, meaning a rishon and a sheni. Right, pasul means the end of the line. That's the term for the end of the line. Right, you know what I mean by that? Okay, so chulin has a rishon and is pasul. Truma has a sheni in pasul, and kudshim has a shlishi in pasul.
Shlishi is the pasul. Right?
No, shlishi, and then the revi is pasul. Now, Chulin only has Rishon and Sheni. Truma, well, okay, I'll take out the puzzle. Let's see if that's a confusing way of putting it. Let's just say it like this. For simplicity, right? Chulin is Rishon Sheni, Truma is Rishon Sheni Shlishi, and Kudjim is Rishon Sheni Shlishi and Revi. And it obviously corresponds to the fact, like we're learning about over here, that Kudjim is the highest level of Kedusha, and then Truma, and then Chulin. Maisa Sheni is like a chulin. So, yeah. So why is it? Why is it that it corresponds to that? Why, just because it has a higher level of kedusha, should it have more levels of tumah? Yeah, I mean, just as a mashal, you can say that you would say in other contexts, you'd say the more pure a thing is, for instance, the more degrees of pollution it could have. I'm just trying to find a way that it makes. Just trying to find another area that this type of logic makes sense, and then we have to see if it relates or not. But right, in other words. In other words, if you look at it like that, tumah is like a deterioration or a pollution, right? So then it does follow that kind of a pattern. The more, if something starts out very coarse, then it has fewer levels of deterioration. The more pure and pristine. Right, the more levels it will take. You can only bring something down so far, right? So it's going to depend on metaphorically speaking, how high it is. You understand? Because tumah is like a destruction. It's like a bringing down. So the more the in this context, the higher the thing is, the more levels of coming down it'll have. Guy who lives on the first floor, he can only go down one floor, right?
Uranium.
Huh?
Uranium.
Okay.
So in that sense, what I'm trying to bring out over here is that tumah is not just a tumah and tara is not as absolute as we sometimes think about it. It's not just a choice, tameh or tar, right? Not just a choice, simple choice, tameh or tar. But there's an idea of degrees in tumah, right? Dependent on the distance from the pure, the distance from the kadosh, right? The more kedusha, the more levels of distance exist. Right? You just think of it like tame like a substance. So what's the difference? Why is it, if you look at tame like just like a like an entity in its own right? Right? He was infected with tumah. So then it doesn't make sense. Why is it that tumah can go this far? And it can propagate four levels in Kachim, so that's the Koach HaTumah. The Koach HaTumah goes four levels. Why does it only go four levels in Kachim? Why can't it go four levels in Chuba? You understand? If you look at it from the tzad of the Tumah, as like an entity, and every transfer you lose a little, right? So why should it be different in what's carrying it? Yeah, you have to work out a complicated physics, but I'm not saying you can't work it out, but it flows more naturally if you say the tumah is not so much the thing itself, but it's a distance. It's removed. It's a removal from kedusha. So then you can say, yeah, but it depends on the substance. It really is totally on the kedusha in the chefza. Can have different levels of removal. In other words, you understand what I'm trying to say? If you look at the tumah more in a negation sense, so then it makes sense. It negates more where there's more to negate. Negates less when there's less to negate. You understand? So then, yeah. So then in that scheme, in the scheme of negation, you would say that which is closest to the source has more negation than that which is only secondarily related to the source. Okay.
What is tumah?
Well, let's put it this way. I mean, you do have to understand, like the Rambam says in the end of Mikvos, says tumah is a gzeiras hakasav. It's a chok. So there's no way to really understand it in any natural kind of a way. Dover borer v'goli shehab tumos v'ataros gzeros akos v'hein v'einon midvorim shedaito shel adam machroso v'rein mechlal achukim. There's no way to figure these things out. There's no way you can't be machria this idea of tumah. You can't decide it on your own. It only exists because of the halacha. V'chein hatvila min hatumos mechlal achukim hu. So the Rambam says two things. He says not only is tumah a chok, but tvila, the tara of tvila is a chok, right? She'ena tumah tito tzoa she'tavor b'mayim elikzir sarkosavi. Right. In other words, you could say it like this. You might have a thing where you say that we would never have a certain premise. But once you have a certain premise, then things flow naturally from it. Right? Like if I would say you would never have the premise that, ashes are, let's say the Torah says ashes are tame. So then you say, okay, so then it makes sense. But then it would make sense that if you wash them off, that would be the natural way to get rid of them. Right? He's saying that's not the way it is over here. The whole thing is a chok. The fact that there is a tumah and that it goes from one to the next is a chok, and the fact that it can be removed through mayim is a chok. Because you can't. At a certain point, you're going to have to say you're not going to be able to get to the point where you say, "Yeah, my das is machriya, it makes perfect sense."
Now I see exactly how it works. Now I understand exactly the causes and exactly processes, and it flows naturally. It's not something like that, but it does have to. It does still have a certain idea, and like the Rambam says in the Mar, he says the idea of Tumah and Tahara is to create a certain richuk from Mikdash. The Mikdash shouldn't be a place you can go whenever you want. It's a system that creates chokha. So that's what I'm saying that's really, I think if you view Tumah in that sense as a negation from Kedusha, it can be certain levels of distance. It can be directly you can have direct contact, you can have indirect. But anyway, that's just this is just something I'm thinking about to open up to start us working on the problem that we have at hand. But I'm not, it's not a full thing. I agree. There's a lot more to say and a lot more could be said, and maybe you have a lot of questions. But the point I'm trying to make is that it makes sense. It makes sense if you're viewing it. Again, not like you got contaminated with a positive thing that you have to get rid of, right? But there are entities of Kedusha, and there are entities of Kedusha, right? That's the Kudshim Truma, Maaseh Sheni. Okay. And Tuma, right? And Tuma, but the Tuma is something that that is a negation of the Kedusha, and therefore you can say that something that has a higher level of Kedusha can have more levels of Tuma, because there's more negations. There are more distances from the distances from the top than from the bottom. The problem is we don't understand Kedusha. That's the real problem. I'm just pushing the question over to what is Kedusha, right? But Kedusha we can understand. That's what Yeshua Nechemia was saying. Kedusha is a certain idea of pristine, right? Muvdal, completely differentiated. But what's difficult in this area is that there's nothing, is that the differentiations really express themselves halachically. Like, what do we mean by the Kedusha? It means to say you can only do a very limited amount of right, it's relegated to a certain makom, to certain people. You understand? It's not like pure in the physical sense. It means to say that it can only be associated with certain concepts. It can only be associated with certain concepts. It can only be dealt with in certain frames of mind. Right? Chulin is, you can deal with it on any level. You bring chulin into your world. You bring chulin into your domain. But Kudshim is different. You have to enter its domain. You have to be machshir yourself. You have to prepare yourself. It's not something that comes to you. It's something that you have to go. You go to it, and it can be, right? Okay. So anyway, so with this backdrop, if it didn't cause more confusion than good. Let's see if we can go back to our question that we had the other day. Okay? In the Gavra. See, in the Gavra too. See what I'm trying to bring it out now. Now, in the Gavra, we also, there's three levels, right? There's Tomei, there's Tzul Yom, and there's Mechusar Kippurim. Okay? So what is Tomei? And then there are three causes of Tara, right? Tvila, Erev Shemesh, and carbon. So what are the ideas? What are the three levels? We said we wanted to define it a little more precisely. So what would you say is the shame tame? What's the shame tame? Shame tamei. So the shame tamei, we can say, is a condition of the gavra. Okay? That's the condition of the gavra. He actually came in contact with the avatoma, and now it's a condition of the gavra. The tumah is like a, he's under a certain condition. It's like a quality in his guf, of tamei. Alright? Now the question, the problem is like this. What does tevila do? Right? What does tevila do? So that's what the Rabbeinu Nissim was saying. Tevila removes the shame tameh in the gavra. Okay? Now, if you're going to look at tumah as like a thing, so then now you're a little bit stuck. Right? Now you're a little stuck. Did you get rid of the thing or did you not get rid of the thing? Did you wash it away or did you not wash it away? Right? That's what I'm trying to explain over here. You look at tumah like a contagion, like an infection, like a pollution. So, and you look at mikvah like a remedy, like an antidote. So it's removed. It's removed. So what do we care about his history? What do we care about his history? And only his history for today. What's the difference? The tumah is gone. It's not like he has to. It's not like he gets most of it off and then he has to air out the rest, right? But if you say that there's a certain amount of association with tumah. You understand? It's not the tumah is not the thing itself, but it's a certain richuk, it's a certain distance. So then you can say that the contact, that the in the gavra is the ultimate. In the shame in the gavra of tameh, right, of being in contact with the avatumah, that's the highest level of distance. Okay, but what? What's tvul yom? What's the shame of tvul yom? That's what we're really trying to get to. What's the shame of tvul yom? Let me ask you a question logically. What's the shame of tvul yom? So it's tempting to say that he was tamei. Right? But what's the other possibility? No, but definitively, what's the shame? In other words, what's his association with tumah? No, there's other things I say. Tumah is, look, I don't want to, I know Aaron is right, I'm sort of skirting this issue, but I don't really want to get into it exactly. But we have to just take it as a premise that tumah is complete harchaka from kedusha. Okay. Now the gavra, insofar as he's related to it, he's also meruchak from kedusha. So he's related to the avatumah to the highest degree when it creates a condition in his guf. You understand? So when the avatumah creates a condition in his guf, that's the shame tameh. Then he's completely meruchak from kajim. Anything that's a shame kajim, he's meruchak from, right? Because he has actually been changed by the entity that is that represents distance from kajim. Correct. In other words, you have to look at it like this: there's the avatoma, and then there's kajim. The gavra is usur bekajim to the degree he's related to the avatuma. You understand? That's what creates his restrictions, his relationship to the avatuma. So that's why he can have levels. You understand? If it's tuma as a substance, and when he touches it, he catches it. And when he goes to the mikvah, he rids himself of it. So then what are these secondary levels? Right? You have to come up You're going to have to come up with like secondary forms, secondary substances of tumah. Right? It's like Einstein has in the decline of the You backed out. In the decline of the mechanical view, you know, you have to start creating a lot of substances. A lot of substances now. Now electricity is a new substance. Magnetism is a new substance. Heat's a new substance. Everything becomes a substance. So that's sloppy. So you have to find a better theory that pulls it all together. Right? If you look at the tumor like a substance, you're going to have to come up with, well, you have to say, well, the primary substance exists. And then he goes to the mikveh, he just has a residual substance. And then after the Har Shemesh, he's got less of a substance. You know what I mean? Just becomes convenient. But if you say it's an idea of that tumor is the antithesis of kachim, and the association with tumor prevents you from associating with kachim, so then you can say the shame, tumi, and the gavra is the ultimate association with tumor. Of course, it affected him in terms of the shame. Okay? But even after he removed it, for that day, what? For him, what's that? He's still, it's not like nothing ever happened, right? Now he is a mitaher. This is the part that you might not like. Even a mitaher from Tumah is an association to Tumah. That is still an association from Tumah. Tvul Yom is still an association with Tumah. The fact that he was... What does a Tvul Yom really mean? What's a Tvul Yom really mean?
Just get back.
It means he underwent the process of removing the shame tumah. That's what it means. Right? Tvul Yom means he underwent the process of removing the tumah as a character in his guf. But the tumah, in terms of his asiya, still exists. Because he that day was osek with the inyan. That itself is still an association. You understand? Huh?
Yeah, why is it tied to the day?
Why is it only a Tvul Yom? Yeah. Why don't you say for the rest of his life? He's Okay, good question. It's a good question. That's what Ram says, Sechok. See, you can't be Machriya. It's exactly right. That's the proof. Yeah. In other words, he's a Gavra. This day he went through a process of Tara.
He's Tara?
Now he's not related to Yashin anymore.
Yeah, he removed the shame to him in his Gavra. He did something. He did accomplish something. He did remove the character in his goof.
So it would be wrong to say that he's coming.
Absolutely, 100%. Call him now, it's Tvul Yom.
Right.
Can't call him a tummy.
That's not a type of tummy?
That's where you're going to substance. He's slipping into substance. What do you mean by a type of tumor? Like a thing? Like a thing? Like a film? A Tvul Yom, he can be metame to truma, right? Truman Kutchin. No transmitting. Stop the transmitting. Can you create the association to tumah? Yes, you can still create associations to tumah. Of things that have a high madrega of kedusha. Take the Tvul Yom. Tvul Yom, the Rambam says, has a shame of a sheni. Right? Didn't they have it over there? He has the shame of a sheni. Now, I ask you, good man, is he Tame or Tar?
Not Tame.
Okay, so anyway, so what happens to this guy, to the Tvulyom? Is he Tamay or is Tahor? Well, you know what? I'll tell you an interesting thing. If he touches Chulin, what happens to the Chulin? Nothing. But if he touches Truma, it becomes Tamay. And certainly if he touches Kachin. Now, has he got the thing we call Tuma? Has he got the thing?
Yeah.
It's not a thing. He has a second degree association with Tuma. That's all he's got. And you know what the Tame has? Mishan? Exactly, a first degree association.
Then what did this Tulyom do?
It removed the character in the guf. It removed the shame tummy. It removed the shame tummy as an affect in the guf.
He's still associated to it. Then
that's right. He still is. But depending on what you're depending on the kedusha of the chefza, not every chefza has the same level of kedusha. So if it doesn't have a level of kedusha like chulin or ma'aser sheni, then there's no problem with a second degree association with tumah. There's no harchaka. There's no problem. It doesn't require a harchaka to that degree to be associated with chulin. Chulin does not can't be brought down. But if it's kachim, so then it'll become pasul. Or tame, even from that secondary association. Yeah.
And he underwent the tuma today. So
that's right. The tuma can exist as a shame. That's the way it exists in the gavra. As a state, as a condition, it exists as a shame. He is what we call tame. But now, what is he at the end of the day? He's a gavra who underwent the process of removing tuma. You know what I would call that? What process removes tuma? Tevila. So he's a Tvulyom. He's a Gavra who underwent the process of Tvila.
Okay.
Can he make things tame?
It's just an association.
That's all Tumah is. That's all it is, even when it's the shame Tumah. That's just the highest association. That's just the direct. The shame Tumah means he had a direct association with the Av. That's what it means. He's not exuding things. He's not electric. Like some people walk into a room and they light up the room. Right? This guy walks into a room, matame everything. So he's not a tuma generator. Now, but you have to understand, it's all a chok. That's what Ram says. Tomei is a chok and Tara is a chok. Tomei is a chok, meaning to say there's nothing really in the gavra when he touches the sheretz. Nothing jumps to him from the sheretz. Right? But now he has a shame of Tomei. He has a shame Tomei. Why? Because he was nogeya be'avatoma. That creates the shame Tomei. Now there's a chok of Tara too. That there's something now that can remove it. You might say once a person becomes associated to Tumah with the Sheretz, nothing can remove it. No! Mikvah can. That's what the Ram says. The Mikvah is a mashal. That's what he goes on to say at the end of Mikvos. That there's a remez in Tefillah. The remez in Tefillah is that Kishem Shem HaMechavein Libo L'Tayer Kevan Shetoval Tor. Ram is taking it from the case of Kachim, because for Kachim you have to have kavana to go to the mikvah. And Isha doesn't need kavana for Bala. But for Kachim you need kavana. So he says, just like if a person has kavana to be mitayer, once he goes into the mikvah he's tor, even though nothing new occurred in his guf. So too, if somebody has in mind, in his heart, to be mitar his soul from the tumas of the soul, which are the machshavos of chait and bad ideas, once he concludes in his heart to remove himself from them, and he brings himself into the mayim of das, he's tahor. So that's what he's saying. The Rambam is saying there's a remez in mikvah. There's a remez in tumah and tahara. Just like by tumah, the person has a shame of tameh, meaning to say he has a full-fledged association with tumah. And even though he just goes into the mikvah and nothing's really happening in his guf, it's removed. Now he is on the level to stand in the kodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash. So too, a person should take a lesson from that. That even though he may be associated with Deos Ro'os and Tumos HaNefesh, all he needs to do is to think to himself that he wants to purify himself. And he has to just immerse himself in the framework of Das. Once he does that, he too is mitar himself. Okay? So you shouldn't think from Tumah. Tumah shows you that even though Tumah is the association with the antithesis of Kedusha, and in the Gavra, it's a shame now, don't think that that you need to do a Shinoi in the Gavra, like Shinoi in the Gavra to remove it. No, it's all Toli and Kavona and Kavona. It's really Toli and Kavona, he's saying. Kavana and an immersion. So too, in the metaphysical Tuma, all it's totally on is Kavana and the metaphysical immersion. But you see, that it's teaching you a lesson. Don't think that you're stuck with it. Don't think you're stuck with it. Even though logically you might say, it's now affixed to you, and you need to strip it off, right? That would be a bad mushal. Then the person would not would think that in order to remove the tumas of the nefesh, he has to go through like people hurt themselves and beat themselves, roll around in ice, that kind of thing. Not necessary. All this stuff is not necessary. Right? You don't need. Okay. So anyways, back to the halacha. So that's what I'm trying to say. That the tumah is the shame tumah is a direct association with the sheretz. But then there's a process. But for the remnant of the yom, you still have a shame of tvil yom. It's not until a new day dawns. Well, it doesn't have to dawn, but a new day dusks that we can say in his asios of today, there are no asios of related to Tumah. Every day you reset. The activities reset. This day had a theos of Tumah. That itself is an association. Tomorrow he's fine.
Second level Tumah association.
Yeah, he's a remediated from Tumah. That's part of it. That's a shame. He's been remediated.
And then when he
don't get the philosophy and the halacha mixed up over here. Saying halachically there's something. Halachically there's a shame Tumah. Right? That's a shame in the guf. That shame, that's a shame in the person, like an Eishes Ish. It's a shame. It's a chalo shame in the person. Right? Cotton, gadol, nara, whatever you want. Those are shamos. Okay? Now, there's also a shame of tameh. What I'm saying is that it's not. What I'm saying is that the shame tameh is, there's a spectrum. And in terms of being associated with tumah, the shame begufo is the highest level. There's nothing more personal to you than the shame in your guf. Right? But when you even though you remove the shame in your guf, still the asiyosav, in your actions today, there still is a shame of tameh. Because you were osek in tara. That itself is still an association to Tumah.
Doesn't he get the shame of the guf from the association?
From touching it. No, from touching it. I don't mean that.
I'm having a first degree.
My whole point of using the word of association is because association lends itself to degrees. Okay, I'm just trying to show you that the shame tame is the highest. But just because you remove, now there's a point like this. If you speak of it in terms of substances, then once you and you say tumah is a certain type of a substance, so then once you remove it, it's gone. It's either here or it's gone. Because I was tovel today? So what? On the contrary, I would say, yeah, the fact that I was tovel today is I was tovel because I removed the tumah. What kind of a crazy idea would that be? Removing the tumah, the substance of tumah is bad. And removing the tumah still has a, still tell me, well, did I remove it or not? If I didn't remove it, then what was the mikvah? If I did remove it, so you should say yeshkayach, you're tful yom, yeshkayach, did a great job, tful yom. What does it mean? No, you removed it, but you still tamei because you're tful yom. So saying if you look at it in terms of the shame tamei as not that you are under the substance, the dark substance of tumah, and tvila removes it and lets in the light, but the you may not engage kudshim when you are have the association with tumah. Now the greatest association is the shame in the guf. But even tvul yom is still an association. Doesn't mean because I went to the mikveh today, I'm like a gavra who completely disassociated from tumah. If in this very day I was osik in removing it, you understand? But the next day. That's a reset.
Is it also a rikuch for the
gavra? From. In other words, it comes out like this: what you have to be distant from depends on two things, right? It depends on how closely your association is with the shame tumah itself, with tumah itself, meaning sheretz, and the kedusha of the entity that you're trying to engage, right? So if you have the shame tame beguf, you can't engage any tumah and any kachim, even kachim kalam, even kachim kalam. Which here we mean like meiser sheni. But if you only have a secondary association or a third degree association, we'll see. Then it's only entities that have a high degree of kedusha. In a certain amount, I can make sense of it. In a certain amount, you just have to you have to say, okay, I see where you're going. okay, one second. So now it comes down to the question, though. Now we're ready for the question. If a person had the shame tumah, and the guf, that's a condition of his body. Halachically, it's a condition of the guf. Right? And he removed that condition with mikvah, but now he's not completely yet disassociated with tumah because today he was tovel, that itself is an association. Or you want to say in his history, I think that's a poorer way of looking at it, but not going to fight about it now. But it's an association to tumah of tvul yom. That I understand. But the question now is, what's Mechus HaKippurim? What's Mechus HaKippurim? I understand the association of Tvul Yom. But what is Mechus HaKippurim? In other words, what does he have to bring? He has to bring a carbon. The carbon, what does the carbon have to do with Tara? What does the carbon have to do with Tara? He's bringing a carbon, whatever. The Gemara says, why does she have to bring, whatever the Chinuch has, he says, a Zav and a Zava, I have an imbalance, it comes from a certain indulgence in certain things. So it's kapara. That's kapara. Carbon is kapara. What does that have to do with tumah and tara? It's interesting also the way it's expressed. I mean, of course, anything we're going to read is going to be according to the maskana. But Israf was right. Take a look at the halachos of Mechus HaKippurim. Ram has a very, it's interesting, very interesting the way he expressed it. The idea of the Mechus HaKippurim. Where is it? It's in the beginning of it's in the end of Kavanos.
What does he say over there?
Isn't this also a question of the changing of the day? That has to do with the Madara?
No, that doesn't bother me, because the changing of the day is, like we say, you have to say that that's also a remez, Yeshua Dava. A new day is a new start. You don't consider him his past with him every single day. But what does Ram say is like this? He says in the Koseres, so we know already that it's four mitzvahs and not one, right? That we did already. But it's interesting. Even those four mitzvos, he says, he lists each one. Shetakrav hazova kishetitar karbon. Shetakrav hayoledes kishetitar karbon. Sheyakrav hazov kishetitar karbon. Sheyakrav mitzvah kishetitar karbon. And then he said, then he's kol olamol. V'achar sheyakrivu karbon oseihen tigomer tarason. It's confusing. So first is, they bring it when they become tar. And then he says, and after they bring it, that completes the Torah. And he says it too. He says, Arba nikra mechusre kapara, zava yulez, zava mitzvah, v'loma nikru mechusre kapara. Why are they called mechusre kapara? Shekol echad man af pishet tohar mitum aso. Even though they, now what does that mean? That means they remove the shame tamei in the guf, like Rav Nissim says. V'toval, right, they removed, they were tohar me tumaso from the shame tame with tvila. The hariv shimsho, and they also had the day of that day, the day of that process passed. Adayan hu chosar, he's still lacking. Velo gomro taroso kidei leechol bekodshim. They're still lacking. He doesn't want to call him Tame, right? Because the Tame is over. But he's still lacking. And the Tara is not completed yet in order to eat Kudshim. See? Tara can be relative. It's all relative. He removes the Tuma. He's Tar Me Tuma, so. But Legabe Kudshim, it's still not enough. Okay, lo gomro taraso kedei lechol bekodshim, ad sheyavi karbono, v'kodem sheyavi kaparaso, asur hu lechol bekodshim, kor shebi'anu psulei hamukdashim. Okay, so what does it mean? It's not so. He's not complete. The Tara is not complete. He says something similar in the Shavuot Satomah, right? Similar.
So, Tami and Tara, they're really being used equivocally. Like sometimes they're being used to refer to the shame and the guilt, and sometimes they're being used just to refer to the genital associations.
I have to look at that more. So what's the question about the Mechusa Kippur? I mean, the Mechusa Kippur is a strange phenomenon. I understand Tevila removes the shame tame. I understand the Harav Shemesh naturally removes the shame of the association of the Yom. But what is Mechusa Kippurim? I mean, it's a kapara. And why is there a question by Mechusa Kippurim if he can eat truma or not? Yeah. All right. So you guys want to say that you say the maskana. Let's say the maskana. The Havmi is a little difficult that way. So the maskana comes out that removes the shame tamei and the gavra with tvila. Harav Shimsho means his association to the process is also gone. Now the question is like this: the kapar, the korban that he's bringing. So lemaskana, the korban has nothing to do. The korban is not a mitayer, right? That's what he's saying. It's not that the korban is a mitayer, like tvila. The shame of the gavra is already the shame tame is removed, right? The only thing is that since the tumah was mechay, since what made him tame, meaning zava yoledes mitzora, is mechayev in karbon, right? Until he brings the karbon, he still has an association with tumah.
And so he's still, even though, like Jonah's saying, the carbon is not, the carbon could be for another reason. Carbon could be for the kapara. The kapara, you need the kapara for another reason. But even though it comes for another reason, it still is a degree of connection and association with the metame, with the tumah. So that's the third degree. That's the third degree. First degree is in the shame in the gavra. Right? The second degree is that he was osek in the inyan of tumah. But the third degree is that the inyan still has a demand on him. Right? But that's the most distant. So that's maisa sheni right after the removing in the guf. Truma after it's removed from the yom. But kudshim and not until he's completely removed. But what's the havamina? The havamina is difficult. I mean, simply you can say the havamina was that it's part of the tahara itself. But the only thing that bothers me is then why don't you eat harav shemesh after you bring the carbon? Huh? That the carbon is part of the tahara. Because we're saying over here the carbon is not really part of the tahara. Not part of the. But the fact that it still exists is still a degree of association.
I thought you didn't want to say that because what's the mikveh doing? It's giving you like partial?
Right, right. So you have to say like this. You have to say mikveh removes the shame, right? But then it has to. But then Harav Shemesh and Havas Kaparaso work together. That not until they're both complete, you say from the inyonim of the gavra is just one category. That you don't differentiate between his association to Asiya in the past and his association to Asiya in the future. There's no chiluk. Once he's removed the shame. But in his actions, there still is a relationship. It's all the same. It's Arachian. But I think it's clear that the idea of the tumah and the kudshim works out well if you learn the way we were setting it up, right? The three levels comes out. Yeah.
Can you say?